Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course, Daniel Brickman. Great broadcast, as usual. We got Joseph Myers going to stop in for a little bit. The economic news keeps... These are important things that are going on with commodities, cryptocurrencies. For that, Uncle Kevin and I will talk about cryptocurrencies a little bit. But, I mean, we're having them on a lot, but I don't know what else to do. Somebody needs to talk about these things and bring them to your attention, and hopefully you can, you know, then make decisions on your life about them. I think they're important. And so he'll be in for a little bit. And then Glenn Tate, he's been on before. Of course, he's the author of 199 Days series. Awesome books if you ever want to. Awesome read, entertaining, informational also, 199 Days series. But he's also an attorney, and his perspective, and he does a radio podcast, and we're excited to have him. Very interesting topics. I'm sure we'll get into, God only knows where it'll go, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be interesting, so thank you for joining us. And, of course, Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Cryptos and across the world.
Up. Cryptos are up.
Yeah, cryptos are
great
up.
Thing. Yes.
Maybe we'll start there with the news. For people who aren't in crypto and cryptographic currencies or have resisted getting involved with them or have their opinion, whatever, I totally understand.
A lot of people just don't understand them. Yeah, and it's a little bit haunting going in there for an older person. You know, you got to get on the computer.
Older,
gotta,
doesn't matter what, I don't care what age
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a little different.
It's a little daunting. I have to give it that.
For over a year, we have talked pretty heavily on the broadcast about cryptocurrencies. We haven't been giving financial advice, but just our perspective and news. The news story about this is, it certainly appears, and time has proven this to be crystal clear, Wall Street, big corporations are switching over to a different form of currency, a different change. Many people have said this will be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world.
I agree.
I agree also, at least from what I can tell. It's already started.
And we're in the beginning, just in the beginning of it.
And it's accelerating. Now, yes. Coinbase went public. Coinbase, if you're totally neophyte to cryptocurrencies, don't worry. Coinbase is what's called an exchange. It's the biggest in the world, certainly in America, way big. And they went public.
And it's been around for one of the first ones to be out. It's been around for a long time.
Coinbase, it went public, and immediately its stock shot to $300 immediately. I mean, it went public like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And its price is at $300, a little over $300 today. That's rare.
That's really rare.
And
what stock opens up at $250? Very few.
Yeah, whatever it is. Now it's over $300. You were telling me, Kev, before the show that something like 500,000 or 1 million people a week.
No, a million.
A million a week or what?
New Coinbase people are signing up for Coinbase. 1 million people a week are signing up for Coinbase.
A million a week.
Unbelievable.
1 million a week.
Yes.
So.
And I went to do a trade on another site and it popped up. Sorry, we cannot do your trade. Because there's so much volume, try later.
Again, this is not financial advice, and we don't get anything from this for doing it. I think it's a good source of information. TheBitcoinAcademy.net. TheBitcoinAcademy.net is Crypto J, also Patreon, Crypto J. His information, his videos, they're the best that I've seen, in my opinion, not just my personal opinion, not investment advice. So if you want to check out that, you can learn a lot more. TheBitcoinAcademy.net. There, if you want to learn some basic things, there's a beginner section. You can go there and then go. And if you need to email them, you can email them and They're really busy also, as you can imagine, and they're switching over their website, so be a little patient with them, but it's the best information that I've found. So check that out, thebitcoinacademy.net, if you want to delve any further. The big story here, a million people a week are signing up for Coinbase. That's not even the other exchanges. There's tons of exchanges out there, big ones, a few big ones other than Coinbase. So God only knows how many per week. This is getting big. It's getting big,
and they say it's going to have a market cap the same size of about gold, and gold is around $14 trillion. And right now, the crypto cap is at $2.08 trillion.
It's so a little over $2 trillion.
Yeah,
it's barely over
$2 trillion.
Right
at the beginning. We're right at the beginning of this bull run, so. Take it for what it is, but I would investigate it at least, because this is the wave of the future, and you're getting in at the bottom.
This is taking over many of the financial avenues. We've been talking about this for well over a year now. And I brought this to your attention. You know, I don't get anything financially for you. This show doesn't get anything financially for you getting involved in this. This is not financial advice. This is important for you to understand the transfer.
The world is changing.
Absolutely. And to understand this, even if you're not invested in it or buy it or whatever, but to understand it is important. So that's a big story. It's big news. And we'll sure to see where it goes, and we'll be sure to follow it. The Second Amendment, Biden, what has it been, a week or two ago now? He came out and said there are no guaranteed amendments.
He's wrong. Those first 10 amendments are sacrosanct. They are written in concrete. They are given to us by God, and nobody can take them away from us.
Well, they weren't given to us by God. They were extension of the founders. They would not pass the Constitution was not going to pass unless there was a provision that said basically no crosses count. This is what the government cannot do. They were concerned that the government was going to get too big. They were concerned that, yes, there was a division of power. Yes, it was ingenious. It wasn't divine. The divine thing about the Constitution, there are two divine things about it. The Declaration of Independence, which is the charter of our nation, and the Bill of Rights. That's what's divine about our form of government in the beginning of our country. Divine, supernatural even. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And meaning something is guaranteed. So this is why I've gone ad nauseum for years now. And even when people come on, I mean, we'll have attorneys say Second Amendment rights. You do not have Second Amendment rights, but I understand how people use that phrase. You have Second Amendment protections of your natural rights. Those natural rights came from God. So now, why is this important? For years, I've been bringing this up. Why? Because now, the usurper in chief, Biden, says that there are no guaranteed amendments. There's no guarantee. So he is saying the Second Amendment, there are no your Second Amendment rights do not include guarantees to your natural rights. That's what he's saying. That is why I have said ad nauseum about this. We do not have Second Amendment rights. Please get that through your head. Because if your rights are written down on a piece of paper, well, they can always change the piece of paper. And that's what he's trying to do. Your rights come from God. Where did the Second Amendment originate? In the Bible. It was commanded that not have the option, but every Israelite, that they be armed. Everyone, the men at least, every family was to be armed, period. That's where the origin of the Second Amendment comes from. Probably 30 to 50% of the Constitution is based on the Old Testament. 30 to 50%. I mean, even the most liberal constitutional scholar will have to admit that there's a great percentage of it originates with the Old Testament. The Second Amendment originates with that provision that every Israelite was to be armed because you have dominion. Mao Zedong, political power comes at the point of a gun. Well, if you don't have a gun or a sword back then you don't have political power. That's what he's saying. Well, he should know. He killed about 100 million of his people, or 80 or whatever the number is.
Whatever. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
He should know. Then they disarmed all the people. Then they shot them. And they killed them and starved them and what have you. Similar to Hitler. Hitler told everybody, go put your guns. We're going to be safe and we're going to protect you.
Yeah, we're going to collect them on Tuesday, put them out on the porch.
Put them out of the porch or whatever time, and we'll just collect them. And what did the Germans do? They put them right out on the porch. Okay.
And then you saw what happened to Germany after they gave away their guns.
So the big story, this is the biggest story of the day. This, all, everything surrounding this, that's why I'm spending so time and going over this over and over again. The conviction is that God gave you the right and the dominion to have place and decide if you want to be armed or not. God did. The Second Amendment is the legal, lawful institution of American law where that divine right is protected in law. That government cannot step on that divine right. That's the Second Amendment. Not that we have Second Amendment rights. Now the talk is, why don't you go into this a little bit about court packing, Kev?
Well, Chief Justice and three of his new clones, they didn't want to take any of the election cases that Trump had, but now the Dems have them in his pocket. The Congress has kept the same number of judges since 1869, but it's not constitutionally fixed. The history has shown that in Congress has the prerogative and subject to the president's veto to add and subtract as they see. And since the Republicans have a 6-3 lead, you know, in judges, they want to pack.
That means nothing. This Republican-Democrat stuff,
it means
meaningless.
Absolutely nothing. I don't even know why they're making a big deal. Those three that Trump added, they stabbed Trump in the back.
They stabbed America in the back. And this idea that the number of justices is not constitutionally fixed. Well, I'll tell you what is constitutionally fixed. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is constitutionally fixed. The Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, is fixed in law.
So their
concept is if the Supreme Court, if it's not politically justifiable or they can't weasel through with Roberts or whatever, if they can't destroy the Second Amendment, the threat is overtly hanging over that, well, we'll just pack the court. We'll put 15 justices then. Instead of 9, we'll put 13.
Exactly. And then we'll take over and do away with it. They could, I don't even think they have to do that. If they had a vote today, they could probably do away with it.
Well, they still can't. No, it doesn't matter how they interpret it. The Second Amendment is still written. It takes three quarters of the states to get rid of the Second Amendment. And there's even the argument, which I'm of the opinion, you cannot, the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, is affixed. It is unalterable.
Right.
That is my feeling from the founders that, you cannot, this is like the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's not going to be changed.
Yeah, it can't be changed. That was their feeling.
Where do you think this is going to go?
I think they're just going to pack it. They're going to do as much damage as they possibly can, and they're going to pack it probably with 15. That's my prediction. I think they're going to try to get around 15 courts. Plus, they're buddies and they're going to pay them off. They're going to pay them big bucks. So it might even be
allegedly.
20.
We don't know that.
Yeah, allegedly.
we don't have to speculate, Kev.
I'm just about ready to throw that alleged. I'm pretty good at that.
We don't have to speculate, Kev. You're doing a lot of speculation.
Yeah, it's done.
We don't have to speculate about their motives or whatever, but they're openly talking about this. They have been for quite a while.
They have, yeah.
I am.
What do you think?
Oh, they're
going to go down that path?
Yes, I do. Yeah. They're going to try.
Yeah. And, I mean, who's going to stop them?
Well, there's going to have to be an outrage by somebody. But the point is, and like again, like we've been talking about for years, we want solutions here. The solution is your local government and your local sheriff. Montana, good news, just passed as a sanctuary state. Montana is a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment now, meaning whatever the federal government passes or whatever they think they pass as law, quote unquote law, that if it involves gun registration and confiscation and gun control and erodes the Second Amendment, it's null and void. We're not enforcing it in that state.
We're not going to enforce it, yeah.
There's several states. Idaho was one of the first. Montana. There's a few other states that Arizona, I think, has just introduced this, and I think it may pass. There's a few other states. So this is spreading. The writing's on the wall. This isn't speculation. These states are realizing, wait a minute, they're going to try to do this, or there's a high possibility that they're going to try to do this.
Are those states planning to put the National Guard to defend it? Because somebody's going to have to defend it, because they're coming for the guns.
I don't think, if I was going to war game this out, I've told a story about my dog several times, and I'll tell it again. My dog had an ear infection so bad we had to go. This is when she was young. She got water in her ear. She got an ear infection so bad we had to take her to a vet. And if you know me, that's pretty bad. The vet knocked her out so he could clean in her ear deep and get the whole thing. He sends me home. He says, "You're going to have to put this in her ear." I'm like, put this in her ear? Are you crazy? This dog ain't going to let me go near her ear.
She'll rip your hand off.
Yeah, this dog.
I won't have no fingers left.
Yeah, this dog's not going to let me go put that in her ear. He says, "Okay, we'll give her these pills, and they'll kind of loop her up, and it won't knock her out, but it'll just calm her down, and she'll
playful.
No, just make her docile. Whatever.
She'll
be on the floor, and she won't even know what's happened, basically. And I'm reluctant to do this, but her ear was bad. Anyway. We do the thing. We give her the pill. The doctor says, "Well, just wait till she's like loopy, whatever. Then just lay on her and no problem." The dog cannot walk. The dog cannot walk. Cannot put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
I lay the dog down. She lays down just fine. I lay on her side. She lays down. She's just sitting there relaxing, about almost half asleep. Resisting, is not fighting, and doesn't even seem like they're able to if she wanted to. I lift her ear up. The dog doesn't move. I say, all right, now, my wife, go put the stuff in her ear. She goes to put the stuff in the dog's ear. The dog flips up and jumps up like Mighty Dog. Starts running around the house like a greyhound, all around, can't catch her, runs downstairs like the dog's possessed with the fast as the wind.
Yeah.
The dog could not walk.
And when Dan lays on you, that's close to 300 pounds.
Oh, I ain't 300
that's how strong
pounds.
That day.
Don't get carried away. Jeez Louise. That dog could not walk. Why do I tell you that? You ask me how this is going to shake down, what my feeling. There are very few, if any, issues that will get America off the couch and will do that. Guns seem to be the American issue. It was the beginning of their country, and there is an innate, natural feeling in this country about guns that if you go to take them or step on them, that America, I don't care how asleep you think we are, how out of it you think we are, how these globalists may think we're ready for the kill shot, that America and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is ready for the kill shot. I am of the belief that if it gets to that point, a certain large percent of this population will jump up like my dog and go nuts. That's what I believe.
The founders said that with guns, we're free. Without them, we're slaves. And they're exactly right.
A couple other stories. Newsom, there's enough votes in California to recall Newsom, the governor.
Yeah, they not counted, but they had the amount of votes about 6 months.
They exceeded what they exceeded the threshold.
Yes, by a lot because they knew they were going to have a lot of votes thrown out. You know, so they didn't want to lose this opportunity to get rid of that scumbag, allegedly.
So there's a lot. No, that's true. He's a scumbag. That's not a lady. That's true. They're going to have face a vote to get him out of office then. So San Francisco, you know, talk about COVID. More people died of fentanyl overdoses in San Francisco than COVID last year.
Probably heroin doses too.
Well, I don't know. It's just the article said fentanyl.
That fentanyl Facebook. Shut your lungs down. Stop your breathing.
Facebook. You done? Can we go to Facebook now?
I'm done.
All right. Facebook wanted, there was a group of 120,000 members and they were discussing the adverse reactions to the experimental shot and different vaccine reactions. 120,000 members. Facebook just shut the whole site down, the whole page down and the whole group down. They just shut the whole group down. This is another example of censorship, of corporate level, the corporatocracy. If you do not think there is a link between corporatocracy, the medical industry, the vaccine industry, the experimental shot industry, then you are not paying attention.
There's a link
between them all and the government, and all of this is near seamlessly at some level seem to be operating.
Yeah. Called fascism.
It's called corporatocracy. Oligarchy, corporate or oligarchy, fascism.
Yeah.
That's fascism.
All the above, yeah. And it's not good. and we are not in the equation.
Cuomo.
Georgia Guidestone said they only, the number one, what is it? They only want 500 million of us on the face of the earth. So that'll tell you something. Look up Georgia Guidestones.
Cuomo in New York says that wearing a mask outside is a sign of respect. I think it's a sign of idiocy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Stay tuned, Joseph Meyer on the other side, and then Glenn Tate. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Somebody called in and they had a question. They didn't want to come on air, but I'll answer or try to answer the question now. They went to the Manna site and were looking at the Duraflow filters, the water filters. Let me talk about this a little bit. Okay, I've of course been in food storage or food preparedness for more than a decade. I've seen not lately. I haven't looked at a lot of them, but, for a big part of those years, water is a big part of, trying to figure out the water situation. Water filters, it's a lot easier to store water filters, especially if you live in a place that's near water, than to store water. Water is difficult to store. So, we sell Purify water, which is liter bottles, which are amazing. They're no bacteria for 20 plus years. They will actually store. That's the big thing. If you know anything about this, you know that water will not store for a long period of time because of bacteria. Well, we had Al on, the water will not get bacteria. So Numana, we sell the Purify water. That's one thing you asked about, and the filters. Okay. Why did we pick the Duraflow filters? The Duraflow filters have end-of-life testing. So some of these filters out there, a lot of them, they'll say, oh, we'll filter 10,000 gallons. Okay, what does that mean? So will my shirt. So will my T-shirt. So will my pant leg. I can tie a knot in my pant leg. My pant leg will filter 10,000. It'll filter a million gallons probably. But how effective will it be? Duraflow filters are the only filter that I've seen, gravity-fed filters like the Berkey type, AquaRain, what have you, that will do... that actually go to end of life, meaning we're going to measure scientifically in a laboratory. We're going to put toxins and protozoas and things in this in these filters, and we're going to dump it in until the filter fails. Now, water will still go through. It's still filtering, but I want to know at what point will this filter stop filtering, aluminum or lead or fluoride or whatever. Okay, so that's one thing. It's the only filter out there that knows what that number is, and it's a lot of gallons. None of the other filters will even test that. You can decide yourself why they won't do that, but there's a reason. The other thing, fluoride is so hard to get out of water. Most filters, you either need an augmented auxiliary filter to go with it, or you need some kind of very, very expensive, very complicated addendum to filter fluoride. You're talking about tap water, what have you. If you can filter out fluoride, you can basically filter out just about anything because it's extremely difficult. These Duraflow filters proven to filter out 95 plus, close to 100% of fluoride with the same filter. They do not work on the same technology, the older technology of Berkey and some of these other. They do not, this is a new technology of filters. They don't even work the same way, and there's no filter out there that works just like they do on the exact same principle. So you have a filter, it fits in the Berkey machine or Berkey, the housing, if you're familiar with that. It'll fit in that. It's gravity fed. The water will go through. If you're drinking tap water, I would filter it. Especially, you know, just think Flint, Michigan. I do not want fluoride. So I will not drink water with fluoride if I can help it. I mean, you know, 98%, you know, every once in a while, if I'm at a place and I just have to get water some other way and I don't have my filters or something, but I'm filtering everything or drinking pure water. The Duraflow filters are relatively economic, especially when you talk about the fluoride. Cause if you're going to buy a Berkey filter, you know, the price is similar, but then if you want to add on the fluoride, it's way more. And it doesn't have end-of-life testing. My opinion, my professional opinion, my expert opinion, because I've been in this industry a long time, my expert opinion is nothing can touch the Duraflow filters that I've seen. Nothing. Maybe there's something out there. I haven't seen it. That's why we sell the Duraflow filters at Nemana. That's why that's kind of what you're asking about. So there you go. Of course, the Power Mall is always available. Also, 877-817-9829 for a variety of products on sale. Check out those. I hope that answers your question. Anything else, just call in and or let me know, and I'll try to answer further. Simple to use, just like the fit in the house, same housing as the Berkey. They are the best. That's why we sell them.
And I agree.
So there you go.
Easy to use. Very
simple.
Easy to use.
Simple. Our first guest is a longtime friend now of the Power Hour. It's been years. And, you know, it's Kev, did you know I've been doing this over 5 years? I was reflecting back on this. I did not realize that. Where did the time go? I don't know. Well, Joseph Meyer's been there a big part of that time, and we're excited to have him. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Of course, he was there when the first gold was brought out of Sutter's Mill in California. He has the shovel, ladies and gentlemen.
He started the gold rush.
He has the shovel. Here he is, Joseph Meyer. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Uncle Kevin. Thank you
Good
for having
morning.
Me on the Power Hour. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, thank you for being on. I've moved recently, or in the process. It's become a long process, but moving to our new place, finally getting in, and we had to buy some things. Well, it's been years since I've bought anything for our house, you know, like a bed or, you know, whatever. It's been years since I bought anything. I went to the store, and I was shocked on two levels. One, the lady selling whatever it was we were looking at said it will take 6 weeks to get what I asked for. And the price was, I couldn't believe it. I had sticker shock. Is this the, and they said, well, that's the sale price. And that put me in shock even more. The sale price about made my heart stop. And the fact that they couldn't get it six to 8 weeks is what she said. But she said probably 6 weeks, 6 weeks minimum to get this. And I thought, wow, I thought there was no inflation. I thought everything was fine in America. That's what they keep telling us. What does this mean? Put into perspective what I just went through at the furniture store, Joseph.
Well, I think when you speak about what is going on in the economy and, more importantly, the things we use every day in our ordinary life, no question we've seen a tremendous rise in commodities in the last 12 months. Over 50% of major commodity contracts trading on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Daniel, have risen over 50% in the previous year. The last
pause for 1 second. Pause. Say that again. That was very important. Say that again.
Over 50% of the major commodity contracts that trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange have risen over 50% in the last year.
Wow.
Copper prices are now at a 10-year high. The Baltic Dry Index measure of bulk shipping is at a new high. So when you take a look at what is happening to prices and you take a look to a similar period, as I've said many times on this show, we've got to go back to the decade of the 1970s. The last time this happened, we'd have to go back to 1972 under President Nixon. And as you know, we abandoned the gold standard on August 15, 1971. And the massive money printing began at that time, and it continues to this day.
So what okay, we went off the gold standard, I think, August of 71 for foreign.
Yes.
Okay, so basically now the dollar is fiat, and we'll say whatever it's worth is what we say it's worth, based more or less.
Yes.
What has happened similarly recently that mirrors that? Is there some event or some, I mean, is it COVID that's created this? Is it just the money? Is there some singular event you can point to that kind of is a marker nowadays?
Well, I think, first off, you got to put things in perspective. And I think when you talk about the Fed balance sheet, which is very easy to understand if you know how to decipher certainly what they are doing. The Fed had a balance sheet of about $800 billion, as you know, in 2009. Fed balance sheet now is currently in excess of $7 trillion.
Whoa.
So we're continuing to see massive money printing. We're continuing to see the world awash in dollars. And we're continuing to see the price of everything all over the world go up and go up very sharply.
Explain the Fed balance sheet. So people, you know, it's not like they're just printing money and then giving it away out to America. I mean, explain, what does that mean? So if the Fed balance sheet goes up $7 trillion, what actually happens?
Well, it's an expansion of the asset base under which the Fed is based. And the Fed, as you know, has printed tens of trillions of dollars in the last year. We've seen more money printed for social programs, more money printed to revive the U.S. economy than any time in history. I think when you go back and you look at the national debt, as you know, which is exceeding $28 trillion, most people don't realize the average debt per citizen to pay off that debt is $85,000. The average debt per taxpayer to pay it off is $224,000. But if we look at the total debt per taxpayer, if we include unfunded liabilities, and that's something we've talked about with you on a previous show, if we include Social Security, Medicare, and pensions, it would total $132 trillion, or about $850,000 per taxpayer. So there isn't any question we can never pay off the national debt. We can never even, I think, at some point be able to pay the interest on it. We're heading, I think, as we've said many times, for a deep, deep economic recession and or possibly depression. No way out of it, Daniel.
Let me throw a couple things out there in the mix and a couple questions and see how you reply. For several years, we've been, the same discussion you just had, we've been having, you know, maybe the number it wasn't large, but we've been having this discussion for years now, and the reply for people who are skeptical of this, so what, whereas inflation, bread is still relatively stable, what have you, I don't see that anymore because these prices are starting to show, they're starting to show their skirt, so to speak. They're starting to show.
Yes, they are.
I don't think that's the case anymore. We really are. I don't think there's any question. We're seeing inflation now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Is that your biggest
concern? We've had the cost of lumber go up 200% from April 2020. The price of 1,000 board feet of lumber was $358 per 1,000 going back a year ago. That same 1,000 board feet of lumber is over $1,200.
Wow. What?
The average price of a new home, when we talk just about the lumber to build, it's gone up over $25,000.
People around here, builders, they're quoting two, you know, for a pretty nice house, not Taj Mahal or anything, not like basement finishings, but somewhere in the middle, maybe a little above middle. You're looking at 230 plus a square foot for a house.
I can remember when $100 a square foot was outrageous.
I mean, what I don't see how the places that people are moving. Okay, Florida, North Carolina, Montana, Idaho. Trying to think of all, you know, there's probably six or seven states that are Texas. They're getting the bulk of the people migrating from California or New York or what have you, you can't find a house in these states.
No, you can't.
You can't. You cannot find a house for sale. It goes for sale, and it'll hit the MLS, and it'll say for sale under contract.
Yeah. They have
for more than the asking price.
For more than the asking price, I mean, you may ask, they may be asking $400,000. The final sale price is $460,000 or $450,000.
Two years. Dixie was there, and she sold her. She bought it for $280,000, and she sold it for $307,000 in 2 years.
280, 200,000, and went to three.
Yeah, she made over $200,000 in 2 years on her house.
That didn't make sense what you just said. She bought it for around 200 and sold it for a little over 300.
No, 280. 280 for, yeah, and sold it for 307,000. She made 20,700. Oh, 200,000.
Is it? You're getting your numbers all mixed up. She bought it for around 200,000, and she sold. You told me she bought it for around 200,000, sold it for around 300,000.
No, that was her daughter.
Okay, well that's 50%. Let's just leave it there. That's 50% in years. That's 50%. I'm having my cousin in North Carolina. She told me that people are going up to some neighborhoods. They're knocking on the door of the house they like. They tell the people, how much do you want for your house? Oh, no, no, it's not for sale. No. Tell me how much you want for your house. I'll pay it, and you'll be out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, cash. That's what they're doing in Texas, too.
Yeah, you just tell me.
Yeah.
How much?
They don't even wait for it to go on the market. They have people going around knocking on, just exactly what you said, knocking on the doors. It says here your house is worth $300,000. I'll pay you right now $350,000 cash and be out in 2 weeks.
What is this phenomenon? We're seeing San Francisco, you know, prices are plummeting like 30% in San Francisco. They're leaving. I mean, this can't be healthy, kind of this, or maybe it is. Maybe it's healthy that people are, I don't know. What does this say to you, kind of that, this housing?
Well, I think what we're witnessing is people fleeing the high-tax states and moving to the low-tax states, and that's going to continue.
Do you think it's taxes? Joseph, hold on. Do you think it's taxes, or do you think it's oppression? Because I don't think it's taxes, because they've been taxed like this for years. I think it's more restriction, oppression, you know, guns.
It's a combination of everything.
And they're just
finally fed up. They're finally fed up and they want to change. And they're hoping that they're moving to a place where that'll happen. I want to mention quickly, I think you get a kick out of this. In Australia, real estate prices have gone up over 30% in a year. But what's ironic, and I guess you're aware of this fact, Australia is about the size of the state of California. You know that?
Yes.
So real estate there is now being bought up very heavily by the Chinese. They have a very wide footprint now in Australia. They're buying these homes and paying just unbelievable prices just to take possession of the property.
What does that tell you? Why does that stand out to you?
Well, I think it shows the footprint of China's expanding. They're moving into other countries that they haven't had a footprint before, and they're now buying real estate and buying commercial and residential property very heavily. They're trying to move away from the dollar as quickly and as, I guess you could say, orderly as possible, because I think the world markets are now, as I said earlier, changing and changing very rapidly.
What about the United States? Do you think they'll make a switch and say, oh, we got all these dollars. Okay, we'll just go spend our dollars in America. We'll just buy real estate or buy things of value here. Do you see that increasing?
Well, I think we're looking at the economy attempting to recover, but I think when you talk about the real strength of the underlying economy, the small business area, no question, they're still facing major problems. I think if you look at the recently released statistics, we've lost already one-third of our small businesses. That's the backbone of really any economic growth we've seen through the various decades.
Let me ask you about the gold-backed yuan or digital yuan. Comment on either one of those. They've already announced basically a digital yuan. I think they've kind of rolled it out limitedly. Comment on that and gold-backed yuan. How close are we? What does it mean?
I think we're a lot closer than we want to believe, and I think it'll inevitably happen. I think, again, what's going on in the financial markets, as I've said many times, is unprecedented, and we're seeing wide swings in not only Bitcoin, but we're seeing wide swings in commodity prices as well. So I think definitely a transition is underway. I think people need to be educated more than ever before as to what is truly happening and how it can affect certainly the quality of life that they're going to be able to give themselves and their family as we move forward, Daniel.
Cryptocurrencies, the market, we've seen some wild, we've seen explosive growth up this year.
Yes, we have.
Where is the cryptocurrency market? I think we're looking at the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world is occurring into this market. That's what I believe, and I think the time is certainly proving that. Your thoughts on that? Where is the market right now?
Well, I think when you talk about Bitcoin, as you know, it started in 2008. It was worth about 3 cents. By 2017, it was worth $17,900. But I think when you talk about how cryptocurrency continues to grow, as you know, in 2017, there were about 1,300 cryptocurrencies in the world. Currently, we now have, I think, right around 4,900. So we're seeing more cryptocurrencies develop and trade in the market than anyone could have ever believed. But I think the biggest story at Bitcoin at $64,000 has become the sixth largest currency in the world, having surpassed even the British pound, Daniel. Very few people realize that.
So you're saying that Bitcoin, once it hit 64,000, I don't know what it is now, it's in the mid-50s?
55.
Okay, so just barely at 64, it probably is going to go up there fairly soon, I would imagine. You're saying at 64,000, it's surpassed the market value of the whole British pound, the whole British currency. What does that tell you? How significant is that?
Well, I think when you talk about the 10 largest currencies in the world, and I'll name them for you quickly, you got the U.S. dollar, the euro, the Chinese yuan, the Japanese yen, the Indian rupee, Bitcoin, the Russian ruble, the British pound. You've got the Swiss franc and the South Korean won. Those are the 10 largest currencies in the world. Bitcoin's number 6.
Wow.
How many people know that? Very few.
Well, we do now. Thank you. Thanks to you. Thank you. This idea that all cryptocurrencies going to zero, it's going away. We're at the end of this. Is that ridiculous now? Is that just totally thrown out the window?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to go back to the way things had once been, and I think certainly some cryptocurrencies will fall by the wayside and others will prosper. I think the key is to get educated, understand what cryptocurrencies are, how you can become part of them if you so desire, and whether or not they make sense for you to become involved in them at your given station in life, taking into consideration your economic stature, and more importantly, what you're trying to accomplish with the monies you have left to certainly move forward and take care of your family.
Let's talk about your newsletter. I've said many times, I'll say it again, for me, you know, now if you're a finance major and you want, you know, Catherine Olsen Fitch, you want her thesis, Solari Report, you know, that's fantastic. If you're like me, you don't want that. You want short, to the point, detailed, actionable information that you don't have to decipher or have a finance degree to read. You want straightmoneyanalysis.com. That's my opinion. Talk a little bit about your newsletter, how they can get it, and the like.
Well, a newsletter, as Joyce Rowley used to say, is an education tool. And we teach you the things you need to know and why you need to know them, and more importantly, how you can take the information and use it, as I've said many times, to give yourself and your family a better life. I write the newsletter quarterly. The most recent issue has been the March 2021. I am working currently on the June 2021. And anybody from the Power Hour who would like to become a subscriber, we offer the one-year subscription, normally $259.95, at the six-month subscription price, $149.95. Save a full $110 over the ordinary one-year subscription. But we write about things that matter. We write about how you can take advantage of them. We write about what's going on and break it down in easy, understandable financial English to allow you to be able to take advantage of the information and apply it to your given situation as to what you're currently doing with the economy as it relates to the underlying investments you currently have. That's what Straight Money Analysis.
StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up today? We can go into the other next segment if you want to. Is there anything? We'll talk during the break. Glenn Tate's coming up. We may have Joseph. If not, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. I'll give you his number on the other side. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.